Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of Carnegie Mellon University's Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense and operated by Carnegie Mellon University. A copy of today's podcast is available at the SEI's website at www.sei.cmu.edu/podcast. My name is Suzanne Miller. I'm a principal researcher here at the SEI, and I'm very pleased to introduce you once again, he's been a guest of ours many times, to Dr. Julien Delange, who is one of our researchers at the SEI and who's going to be talking to us today about fault tree analysis and tools for doing that. Dr. Julien Delange comes to us from the European Space Agency and has been working for several years now on the architecture analysis and design language. Welcome, Julien.
Thanks for having me, Suzanne.
I'm very glad to talk to you about this. So fault tree analysis is a standard systems engineering tool for understanding how failures can happen and have happened. And so this is something that is very important within the systems engineering community. So I can certainly understand why it's been taken up by the AADL team. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came to be working in this area and what your current progress has been in developing this open system tool?
Okay, so it started, in fact, when we worked for a project with the SAVI consortium.
Okay, so SAVI is the consortium, the avionics consortium, that
exactly.
is using AADL to do various kinds of experiments and actually use it in their work in developing avionics products.
That's correct. So SAVI stands for System Architecture Virtual Integration. So in fact, during this project, we were working on AADL and safety. So if you look at the different standards required for avionics safety, fault tree analysis is one of the analyses you need to do.
Right. Every standard needs that.
Exactly. So so in fact, we started to implement different tools. And many analyses, like FHA or FMEA, it's really like the tool is not difficult to support. Basically, people are using spreadsheet, Word document, and things like this. So it's easy to export your analysis results in Excel or Word. What we faced is for fault tree, we had no tool. So we started.
So there wasn't an existing tool out in the space that you were working in that related to the avionics.
So there was. In fact, to be honest, there is some commercial tool. There are some commercial tools available. But that's an issue when you are doing research because the community want a tool, like, for example, that is not expensive and you can modify.
Sure.
So there was a tool that was available online, but really outdated. Like the tool is probably 5 or 8 years ago.
In today's world, yes, that's outdated.
And so for example, you have to change the source to make it working. On Linux, there was some issue with Java, you know, like, for example, backward compatibility issue, things
right.
like this. So the issue as well is how to integrate that with the OZATEN AADL modeling environment.
Yes.
So we decided, Peter Feiler and myself, to start a new tool. And in Eclipse, you have this modeling framework called EMF, Eclipse Modeling Framework.
Yes.
And we build on top of it a new model to design a fault tree. So we use it. And after that, there is a really good framework called Sirius, developed by a French company called OBIO. And we work with them to make the graphical representation. So we did that really quickly. And we came with this new tool called EMFTA. So this tool is totally integrated into Eclipse and allow you to edit and design your fault tree. It's totally open source. It has been released under the BSD license. And everybody can pick up the source on the SEI GitHub repository. And it's totally integrated right now in OZATE. So you can even download OZATE, the latest OZATE version, and test it.
So now within using the virtual integration capabilities of AADL, if part of what you're trying to analyze are the compliance to standards that require a fault tree. You can look and see how much of a fault tree I can build with the current representation of my model. Can you see what's missing and things that you're going to have to bring into the model to make it complete enough to do the fault tree? Are those the kinds of things?
That's correct. So we have this, and what is really nice with this new tool is, I mean, we start the tool and we wrote the tool from scratch. So we started to see how we can generate the fault tree from the model, but also how we can optimize the fault tree. For example, is there a way to improve the fault tree? Is there a way to compute probabilities of a failure? So for example, what's the probability of this failure according to my model, according to how my model is designed? Do I have redundancy or not? Do I have a common failure?
Right.
So one failure that affects different components, this type of thing. How I can optimize my fault tree. For example, if I have different nodes in the same place in my fault tree, maybe I can optimize it. Maybe I can suggest some refactoring of the fault tree, this type of thing. What is nice is by having the source, it was easy for us to add new features and new functionalities into this new tool. Something that is, for example, not supported in some other tools.
Right. So not only do we get a basic fault tree, but we get some optimizations that are not possible when you're not doing virtual integration, right? Part of this is the synergy between the fault tree analysis and the modeling using the AADL language and the OSATE toolset.
That's correct. Another thing that is really useful is AADL is a SAE standard.
Yes.
You know that.
And Society of Automotive Engineering, their avionics division, is the one that supports the standard.
And there is another group called the SA18 group related to safety. And what is nice is we work with this group so that we can improve the fault tree and ask them if our tool makes sense for them. So it's like having the endorsement from the safety community and also spread the word, hey, this tool exists, you can pick it up
and
all that.
And so now, is this tool limited in its current instantiation to just avionics kinds of systems? So it could be used for automobiles, it could be used in other kinds of transport, and it could be used even in finance or insurance or any kind of application where you want to be looking at how different faults could lead to different interactions in components of your system.
That's correct.
Okay. So even if you're not using AADL, you may want to take a look at this fault tree analysis tool if you have risks related to failure.
Correct.
Don't we all have risks related to failure in our systems?
Correct. And even in the example of EMFTA, we have a medical example for isolated system.
Medical devices, I can see. I know the FDA requires all kinds of documentation
automotive,
on safety.
Yeah. Automotive, same thing. So you can support any domains.
All right. So if we have listeners out there that are thinking about how they would want to get access to this, you said it's on the GitHub repository. So they would go into the SEI website, and that link will be available on our website with this podcast. So people can just look there for that repository. And I assume there's some documentation there.
So there is full documentation about the functionality, how to design a fault tree, how to have the different representation, either a graph or a table, the different optimization and feature we provide. But also, if you get the source on GitHub, you have to build the source. And for the end user, it might not be
You have to compile it, yeah.
So what is nice is for the end user, we integrate this tool inside OSATE.
Okay.
So you just download OSATE, and OSATE
The executable is already there in OSATE.
Exactly. So very basically, good. Even if you don't use AADL, you can still use the fault tree analysis capability.
Gotcha.
It's no problem. Also, we have this this bridge between AADL and the fault tree. But if you are using another language, you can also
connect to another language.
Exactly. That's not a problem.
Excellent. Well, I know there are people out there that are going to be very excited about this. Safety engineers, systems engineers that have to do these kinds of analyses. I've done these kinds of analyses in the past, and they are very, very time-consuming to do when you don't have this kind of tool support. So that's extremely exciting. What are you going to do next? Are you going to build a course to go along with this, or are you going to take this into some other safety-related modeling kinds of things? What's up on the agenda?
So we started this tool last year for the SAVI project. So when we were working with Boeing, Rockwell Collins, Honeywell on the SAVI project. Right now, we have a line project at the SCI that is focused on security. And it's funny because we talk about fault tree today, but in the security community, there is something called attack tree. And it's
they have an attack tree. They've got a vulnerability tree. They have lots of trees.
Exactly.
There's a big forest in security.
So basically, we are reusing the same framework to build the attack tree from the AEDL model.
Okay.
So we currently are working on publishing the tool, releasing the tool, applying the tool. We will apply the tool in the Avionics domain.
Okay.
Also for the SAVI consortium, there is a lot of discussion about avionics security. For example, can you control a plane?
Sure, we don't want people controlling planes that aren't the pilots.
Exactly, yeah. So there is some claim that it's possible. What is interesting is with a model, we'll be able to show if you can reach the plane and the control of the plane, all the systems that control the plane
from a model.
Yeah, and also can you from the entertainment system reach out to
right. That's the classic that people talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. These are also the ADS-B system. For example, can you fake planes in the ground station and things like this? We will show that with the attack tree and also another model that is called the attack impact. Last thing is we have a big event in September. There is an event called ES Week, Embedded System Week, in Pittsburgh in October. I will do a tutorial for half a day that involves security and safety. So I will probably use this fault tree analysis tool for my tutorial with the safety analysis
tool
as well.
Nice. Very good. All right, and we will include information about Embedded Systems Week on the podcast page as well.
Exactly. We'll have the tutorial for half a day. We'll have the ADL Standardization Committee the same week at the SCI.
Gotcha.
Everybody is welcome to come.
We've talked to some of them in the past, yes.
And finally, we have a workshop about high integrity system called HILT. We'll have talk from Phil Koopman from Carnegie Mellon University.
Very nice.
John Knight from University of Virginia, and also Bernard Dion from NSYS, the company that is providing SCADE system and SCADE suite to design the safety critical system. So it will be a big week, lot of events, and hopefully a really good tutorial.
Excellent. I am sure it will be wonderful. I might even be able to get away and attend. I would love to see that tutorial.
Thank you.
Julien, thank you for joining us and updating on this. This is very exciting work. Doing things that are open source and accessible to the community is very important to our work. So I thank you for sharing this with us, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Julien and our audience for joining us today. We have several things that are available to you through the podcast link. We have the podcast itself. We will have the link to Embedded Systems Week. We will also have a link to the OSATE tool and the GitHub for the source code for the open source tool for fault tree analysis that Julien was talking to us about. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at info@sci.cmu.edu. And don't forget that in addition to being on the SEI website at www.sei.cmu.edu/podcasts, this podcast will also be available through Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site. Thank you very much for joining.